Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Lori here for First Equity Mortgage. And always we are surprised to hear, I've heard people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do, you know, a mortgage with, you know, somebody that's not even located in the Twin Cities. And I'm like, oh, what? Why aren't you working with First Equity? They've been in business for 23 years. Real estate agents know them. Title companies know them. They know that the paperwork is going to be in order. And they will trust that the sale will go through. And if you're somebody that is first-time homeowner, maybe you're refinancing to do something with credit card debt, or maybe you've got something big coming up that you need the cash for, know that First Equity, if they can't do what is going to work in your financial future, they'll tell you no. I mean, so you can depend on them to be on your side. Go to my talk keyword, David.
This is the Lori and Julia Show, St. Patrick's Day edition, and Lori is on location. Hopefully she'll be drinking something green with a pineapple garnish on it later tonight in Hawaii.
I think it's at 2:30 I will.
Okay. We're all over the place.
We are.
I love it.
Okay, so Rocco, you had a good vacation because I missed the top of the show. Everything went
well.
Yes,
it was great.
Skiing in Montana.
Yeah, we skied in a blizzard at Big Sky. It was beautiful. And just like Julia told me, the drive from like Bozeman to Big Sky is just stunning. So that was great. So yes, it was a good trip.
Did you also ski Bridger?
We did. We did a little of each. And boy, yeah, mm-hmm. There's a ton of fun to be had there in the Bozeman area at both of those ski locations. So I highly encourage it. And say hi to Julia's sister when you're there. She runs a small business.
That's right. That's right. She does. Well, last night, Brittany, I don't know if you had a chance to watch What Happens Live, but in the clubhouse, we had Paris Hilton and Heidi Gardner from SNL.
Yeah, I haven't excited.
It was a good episode. And Paris Hilton has a memoir out, and she is just saying everything. And I don't know when I'm going to read it, but I am curious to read it. I'm interested, I guess.
Was she on this? Because there's two Paris Hiltons you deal with when she doesn't feel comfortable and does the little baby voice, or was she like, I'm comfortable, here I am, flat normal voice?
All right. Well, we've got just two short audio clips, one about her mom and one about something she was offered to do, but couldn't do it. So I don't care which one you play, Rocco.
Let's do the thing she was offered to do. Here it is.
Paris Davis J wants to know if you regret declining an offer to DJ for President Biden to go to Britney Spears' wedding instead. I didn't realize that was your conflict that weekend.
It's Britney, bitch. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that was reported at the time. She had let people, that she'd been asked to do an inauguration party, but she had a conflict. And she and Britney do go way back.
Yeah.
She also talked about, that she was really upset. She didn't, not really upset, but she was how nervous she was to sing Stars Are Blind at Miley Cyrus's New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah. And
did you see her come out?
Yes. And she was really nervous. I saw some pre-clips or some clips behind the scene too. And she was, she looked visibly nervous, which is so weird because like you're Paris Hilton, but she was, I don't think she sings that song that often anymore. So
no, I do like that song.
I love that song.
I know. Rocco's like, what song?
I know.
You know what song it is,
Stars
right?
Stars Are Blind.
Even though the stars are crazy. You know that song, right? All right, I'll get out.
It's good. We play it in the double wide at least a week. But play the audio when someone asked her about her mom, Kathy Hilton.
Paris, I was telling you before the show how I wasn't sure how your mom was going to do at the reunion. I didn't know what to expect, but she certainly came in guns blazing and needed no help. I wonder, did you give her any advice before then or prep her at all for it?
She's the queen. She doesn't need any advice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you have any reaction at all to Rinna not coming back to the show?
No.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely tapping into that higher pitch voice. I think she gets nervous, right? Like, and reverts back to it because she's made it very clear that that is not her regular voice.
No.
Right.
No. No. No comment.
Nobody misses Lisa Rinna. You know what? I was surprised that Adriana is not a housewife on Miami.
I know.
I didn't know she was a friend.
Marisol and her are friend of. And so is Kiki, which I feel like Kiki needs to be a housewife.
They all do. Give them all whatever they hold. Oranges? Is that what they hold in Miami?
I can't even remember what they're holding. But this season gave pure life to me. It was so good. And the fact that Larsa Pippen is dating Michael Jordan's son is and them asking if you guys got married, whose last name would you take? Or if you do a joint? I mean, it was so good. I cannot wait for them to start showing clips of that. Like,
and hello, Larsa. Every time Bravo does a wink and they show you in the first season of Miami, you have a different face.
Oh, my God.
And you have a different butt.
No, it's just you gained weight. Come on, Lori. That's what happens when you gain weight. You get a giant, massive, amazing butt.
And your lips blow up and your face blows up and everything. I mean, she looks like two different people. She must absolutely... hate when they wink at her. She's really, I don't know how anyone can stand her because I find her to be so unlikable.
She's so hypocritical. And I wish she just leaned into, like, it would be so much more enjoyable if she just leaned into, yeah, I've gotten all this work done. Yeah, I make a ridiculous amount on OnlyFans. And yet, like, I have no problem with all that. But I cannot stand the moral high ground that she goes on when you know all these things are a lie. It's just annoying.
We have eyes. Our eyes are the receipt to Larsa.
It's so bad. And her, like, them zooming in on her, you know, her little shorts she's wearing from season one. And it's just, it's tragic. I go, wow, if those are your secrets you think you're keeping, what are the actual big secrets? Because there's more to it. And her having to pretend, you know what the best part about getting older is? Not for you, Lori. You don't count in this. Is that eventually you can be like, yeah, I have sex once a month with my husband and we're fine. Her pretending that she wants to have sex three times a night, or four times a night, was it? No. Nobody wants it, Larsa. Nobody does. So don't act like that. That's something you do. Just because you're Madonna-ing and acting like you're younger than you are for somebody else, please don't act like that is something that anybody wants. Like, hello?
I agree.
Oh, my gosh. Four times a night? I'd be like, what is wrong with you? Stay on your side of the bed. Like, what is...
Right.
I cannot...
That's so good. Yeah, she does, to be the eighth grade me, she lies like a rug.
She's like...
All the time.
Yeah.
About obvious things. So you're right. What else does she lie about? Must be everything.
It must be everything. And yeah, I can't with her. But I really loved this season. I thought they did the reunions have been great. So, yeah, I definitely highly recommend watching that on Peacock. And you can just go ahead and start on this last season because...
And, I mean, it was like 16 episodes. It was a lot.
Are you so over... oh, my gosh, what's her name? The one who got married recently and... what's her name?
Miami?
Yes. The one who kept fighting with everybody.
Oh, Alexia?
Yes, Alexia.
Oh, she's horrible. She's absolutely horrible.
And Alexia this season, too, was another one where you go, you're just like, you're the Miami version of Teresa. And it's infuriating to watch her have these double standards. But she said something So as we know, Lisa's going, and Lisa and Lenny are going through this very public divorce. She said something to Lisa that was so mean that, like,
oh, I saw that.
It bit through my core. I thought that was so painful. She was like, everyone should be as confident as me, because then you wouldn't let Lenny do what he did to you, because she got cheated on.
Terrible. Her first husband's like a drug king and a pedophile, I think.
And her second husband was, you know, and no shame in his game, but she acted like he wasn't gay the whole time they were married, and it all came out. So it's like, why are you acting like this? You are immune to this. You're a monster. Lisa's in her worst time, but yeah, thank you.
All right, well, Brittany, it's time for your random thoughts. Are you ready to step into those Sysak shoes of Julia's?
I'll shove my giant feet in them.
Okay, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Lori here for Furniture Manor. And if you are shopping for anything, for any room in your house, you want to make sure that you get out to Furniture Manor. They're in Osseo, 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81. One of the things that shopping at Furniture Manor, you know, you'll be bragging about it, because you'll be absolutely delighted at the selection that you find, the pricing that you find. If you want design help, they have that. And you can really just get some cool, cool things and feel just like, oh, wow, I would not have found this anywhere else. And, of course, you cannot in any way, shape, or form recommend shopping for stuff like that online. You want to touch, look, see, feel all your furniture. But accessories, any room in your house that you need, Furniture Manor has it all. You'll love shopping there. And Furniture Manor.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, first off, we all know that I am here for myself. I am selfish. I have benefited quite a bit from being on this show. I have learned things I need to learn. I'm throwing it out there. I have a 10-month-old who keeps waking up in the middle of the night, and I don't know why. Please contact me any way you'd like. Tell me how to prevent this. I am losing my mind. It's every single night. So that's for me.
I thought that 10 months old didn't sleep through the night yet.
Yeah. I mean, everybody says 7 to 7, and they say it in a cute voice. They say, oh, they should be sleeping 7 to 7, 7 to 7, oh, 7 to 7.
Well, maybe Gogo's hungry.
She sure is. I don't know if you've seen her. She's always hungry. Takes after me.
That's so good.
I love it. Also, I have to confess, I'm stealing this from Garage Logic. I was listening to them, and I think they have a really good idea to get less mad about the potholes. We start naming them like we would lakes. we lean into it. And then you can, you know, so now I've been naming some of the potholes. I have Steve that I, you know, over in West End. I have Hank over in Eden Prairie. So if you start naming them, you're going to be less frustrated. So
I know people aren't drunk. They're dodging potholes.
I know. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a great tip. Have you guys ever heard of a Nutria?
Yeah. Is it like a where they take fur from it to make low rent furs?
Nutria. No. Once you said fur, I thought maybe. Okay. Nutrias are these like rodent. They kind of look like beavers.
No, that's what we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, you are. So you're saying it's like a nutria is like.
I think they take their fur and make like low rent furs from it.
It's like the broke version of a beaver pelt.
That's my understanding of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Now I'm looking at one. I'd say, yeah, that would fall in. I think you may have seen this in that Prince movie. They have one in Louisiana that is a pet. This has been a Lacoste family in Louisiana who is beyond devastated because they've had this Nutria who's a 22-pound animal. And it kind of looks like a beaver. I mean, honestly, it looks like a mini beaver. That's how you should think of it. They've had this, they named him Nudie. He's a 2-year-old Nutria, and they found out that they have this as a pet. And it goes to the extent of, I don't know how it took them so long to find out that they've had this pet, because they actually bring it to work every day. which I thought
at the
was
beach shop.
It's actually Dennis's Seafood, which I didn't love that they sell food.
His story. Yeah. Nudie looking like a beaver.
I don't love that they sell food there. I'm not going to lie. I at first thought it was like a dental office. I don't know why I assumed that. But like then I was chill with it. But like the food part, not so much. But anyways, they say this Nudie is a local celebrity. It's also a family member. And now Louisiana is saying, we have to take this. You're not allowed to have this. This is one of those animals that falls in the reins of like illegal. They're working on taking this and bringing it to the zoo over in Louisiana. And the family's heartbroken. I did some research for you guys because that's why I'm here. And Nutrias, they live about 6.5 years in the wild. So we're talking, we're 1/3 into this Nutria's life. And I think that if you're 30, let's say you live to 100, right? 33-year-old, you can't just be taken from your family. I have to say you have to keep letting this Nutria live in its home. I feel strongly about it.
I have to say that is not a good name for an animal at all, a Nutria.
Nudie?
Nutria, the animal name, it makes no sense.
It sounds like it's something you would eat that's good for you.
Eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Or like a diet plan. Like a starvation diet plan from Gwyneth Paltrow.
It does.
Consisting of bone broth and coffee.
That's what she has for lunch. You guys are both very successful relationships, and I would like to emulate that. I found a list of things that people do as a rule that they have in their relationship that they say is super helpful. And I want to ask you guys, I'm going to tell you the rule, and you tell me if this is a good idea or bad idea.
All right, Rocco, you answer first.
Okay.
You can only fight naked, so when things get heated, you have to strip down if you want to keep arguing.
I don't know that I like that idea. Is this like some sort of gladiator thing?
Yeah. I'm not fighting naked.
There's like no point like gladiator-esque wrestling that happens. I see what you did there, but I don't know about Lori, how do you feel?
Well, I mean, to Rocco's point, gladiators, when they train, men and women, they were naked.
That's true.
Just so you know. But no, I don't think there's anything to be said for or against naked fighting. I mean, I guess sometimes I don't know, do you get in a fight getting out of your hot tub together? I have no idea, but
I just can't imagine. Even if you agreed to that during the fight, being like, okay, don't take it off. Like, no, I don't see that going well.
Probably be a good way to defuse the fight, just start taking off your clothes.
This one I'm not mad at. Living in separate homes. I'll end on that because that actually sounds kind of awesome.
That's not good.
Fine. All right,
Rocco, did we have a happy winner last hour for Billy Porter?
Yeah, I will get you her name because I don't have it in front of me. But we did have a winner.
That's fine, but she was happy or he was happy?
She was happy. I'm going to tell you about who it was because I do have it right here. Mary.
Mary.
Mary living in the 763. She's going to see it.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori here for Hammernix Interior Solutions. And even though they've got the two flooring superstores, know this about Hammernix, that they are a family-owned, locally business, 78 years the Natus family have been running Hammernix. And so they service the entire Twin Cities metro area and beyond. And they've got the superstore on St. Paul on Rice Street. And then across the street is the original design store where you can look at countertops and paint and carpet samples and all of that. And then in New Hope is the other flooring superstore. And both of those stores carry the largest selection of in-stock flooring in Minnesota. And the New Hope location is right off of 169 and Bassett Road. And they also are very competitive in the pricing. Always mark 12% off. And the designers can help you. That's Hammernix. What is the meaning, Brittany? What do you got?
That's what I'm here for. What is the meaning of all of this?
You got one for me?
I will.
No, you have one. I want you to give me the Tyra Banks story.
I gotcha.
About what she says about leaving Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, first off, we have to acknowledge that she was at a Whole Foods leaving that set the stage. And she acted like it was very accidental that she ran into this. Everybody knows that paparazzi hang out at Whole Foods waiting for people to come out. That's step one. And she said to TMZ, oh, hey, I didn't notice you there. And then she said, I feel it's time for me to really focus on my business and entrepreneurship, but also producing more TV, but behind the scenes. So you know what? I think it's time to graduate from the dance floor to the stock market floor.
Okay. Her contract is over. We said this when it moved to Disney streaming, because she started in 2020. So she did a 3-year executive producing hosting agreement with ABC. And when they switched to streaming, because all of the little, you know, I don't want to say little old ladies, but there's a lot of, you know, people of a certain demographic that just are never going to go to Disney Plus to watch their dancing show that they always watch just on TV.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the irony of her having to focus on her ice cream business called Smize and Dreams when, I don't know, Tyra. Well, at least she's not trying to restart her terribly, terribly tragic daytime talk show.
But wouldn't you love it? Like, as people who do entertainment TV, that was the gift that kept giving. When she did the fat suit and cried, I mean, iconically bad. I was obsessed.
Iconically bad on Dancing with the Stars.
She was, you know, and I think it wasn't exactly set up to succeed. People were not happy when that guy left.
Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, they had big feelings about it. And so anybody filling his shoes would have had a hard time. But she's just awkward. Like,
yeah.
And she's been awkward for so long. I mean, if you go back and watch Top Model, it does not age well. Mm-mm. And the things she says to people, it's just so unrelatable.
Very much so. Okay, Hollywood speak this. I jotted this quote down from the Real Housewives of Miami reunion when Larsa Pippen said to Nicole, who's an anesthesiologist, which from my understanding is one of the more difficult positions because of everything that's involved in doing, you know, I mean, you want to have, you want to wake up.
It's ideal. And that's the game plan.
So she said to Nicole last night, I have a real job, not like you, putting people to sleep.
I couldn't have had
your ass done, Larsa, if someone didn't put you to sleep, and you couldn't have your new face if someone didn't put you to sleep. And for someone who does OnlyFans on her toes, calling an anesthesiologist not having a real job.
The fact that she has her medical degree. I mean, there's a lot of things you can say about any housewife, but the ones that have real careers, like we've had now a few doctors, you can't. I'm sorry, that's not where you can take this fight, is talking about a real career. Like, she works 12-hour shifts at a hospital, okay? Like, what are you talking about? And no shame in your game, Larsa. Nobody's coming for you. We don't care that you do OnlyFans. Like, it's part of your plot, and we're fine with it. But don't take your insecurities out on somebody and claim that the doctorate that she's acquired has just fallen in her lap, putting people to sleep. I'm obsessed.
I know it. I'm like, Larsa, this is how you got your BBL.
You're right. You should be very thankful. Otherwise, you'd have to be awake for it as they put mysterious liquids and solids into that butt.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Melissa Gorga claims Teresa got her forehead lengthened.
I don't even know. Where do you go with this? What's happening?
It's called... The Hollywood speak is she got a brow lift.
Well, I also wonder, Melissa.
She did get a brow lift.
Oh, I believe it. I believe
that. Because she does have more forehead.
I got to look at pictures.
Because they kind of move your, maybe move your hairline back a little bit or something. But anyway, I like it. I like it that Melissa is, they were having a whole conversation. She was on some show and she was talking about, because, you know, when they do Bravo winks for Melissa Gorga in the first couple seasons, she looks completely different because but she, you know, said, I got my nose done.
Finally admitted that she got her nose done. It's true. Yeah, you look at these photos of first season Teresa compared to after. Also, we have to note, this is the first time I have felt this way, but there is no world where Joe Gorga and Teresa Giudice should be around each other. They are toxic for each other. They need to, I mean, I know neither of us like Melissa. I mean, not to say neither of us like Teresa all that much, but unfortunately, I have to side with get rid of the Gorgas. I'm ready for them to be gone.
I agree. Huh? I do agree. How about this one? AB Robach finalizes her divorce from Andrew Hsu. But here's the one thing I want you to Hollywood speak, is that they're pitching the former two executive producers of Ellen's show, and their chemistry, quote unquote, is the main selling point for this new show. They'd like to be like a Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, that people will turn on the TV to see their chemistry.
Oh no, that's what we're relying on, is just chemistry. Oh no, I don't see it going well.
I don't either.
I just also wonder how quickly things come and go, right? Like, this is not a solidified 10-year marriage. And I'm not wishing their demise, but I also go, who's putting money back in this when in, you know, 10 months when he decides to look elsewhere? Because he's definitely shopped around his old workplace for a new one. So I don't...
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, on ABC, the chemistry that they had... People just thought it was because they were good friends.
Yeah.
Now they're pitching a show based on their sexual chemistry. It seems like a weak link.
Also, she should not be tying herself to that rock. She could get a job somewhere. I don't think with his, you can't put them in the same boat. He's got a very leaky boat. And I think she should have just shopped for something on her own.
Well, she could have stayed at ABC. They offered it, but she said they were a package. So she's really hitched herself to...
Good luck.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll be back.